Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. People across the country are beginning to get their stimulus checks this week. The payments, $1,200 for most adults, are meant to help folks through the coronavirus shutdown to some extent. WHYY asked people on social media what they plan to do with the money. Hundreds from the Philadelphia area replied with answers ranging from making rent to donating it all. Reporter Miles Bryan put together this snapshot.
Okay, so my name is Ryan Lother, and I've been a night supervisor at Wawa for about 9 years. I'm planning on using my $1,200 stimulus check to enter EMT school. I'm considered an essential worker. I'm still working my regular shift. We have a hospital that's not too far away, so we see the nurses, like the maintenance people, things like that come in. But then you also have the people that are just coming in because they want to get a bag of M&Ms or, you know, a half gallon iced tea or things that are, you know, not quite essential. And it's like they just want to make the trip. For me to be considered essential, I don't know. It doesn't seem to mean a lot. Like, how am I considered as essential as a person that's actually working toward helping people and getting through this ordeal? So I looked into what can I do for, like, if this ever happens again, like, can I be there? If I'm going to be essential, I want to be truly essential. So I looked into the local EMT programs and I saw that, oh, once the stimulus check came in, I'm like, okay, this is something I can actually pursue because that $1,200 will get me in the door.
My name is Rebecca Foxman, and I own Fox & Son Fancy Corn Dogs in Philadelphia. I'm planning to use the $1,200 stimulus check just to immediately pay my rent. In March is when it became more of a reality, beginning of March. And then as the situation seemed to be more dangerous, I couldn't sleep at night. So just having almost zero business, feeling really nervous about coming into work, it made it seem that it really was the best decision to just close for now. I plan to use the money immediately for my rent, utilities, and expenses for living because I really can't afford to take any money out of my restaurant. We have a lot of bills due, and I really can't afford to pay myself from money that might make the difference between reopening or not.
My name is John Poynton. I live in Havertown, Pennsylvania. I'm a retired teacher and I'm 72 years old. My wife and I are planning on contributing our stimulus checks to three charities, St. John's Hospice and Mercy Hospice of Philadelphia and Patrician Society of Norristown. We are using the other part of our check to pay down a tax debt from the sale of some mutual funds that we didn't expect to have a big bill for. Socially, it's meant that we can't visit our friends. We did have a big trip planned to visit England and Germany, which we've had to cancel. Financially, it hasn't made much difference to us at all because my state pension has been coming in and we're both getting Social Security. And that's why we want to share with these organizations. It's incumbent upon those of us who are doing well to make sure that we support those who are in need.
My name is Naisha Johnson. I was a security guard at the airport. When I get my stimulus check, I am going to save it. I am not going to spend it unless it's an emergency. It's called Line Q. You get to meet different people every day, and you get to, you know, vicariously live through them. So I love my job. I was laid off on March the 18th. It was like really unexpected and confusing. I applied for assistance for as my unemployment, and I actually received it. That's how I'm living right now.
Before I started at the airport, I was homeless for 2 years. It was difficult because I'm used to being independent, but I also realized that sometimes you got to go through things in order to learn from them and make sure you don't end up that way again. That's the reason why I take seriously how I spend my money. So if I ever have an experience like that again, I had some a saving there.
The compilation came from reporter Miles Bryan.